Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show here at HaynesHisWay.com. I'm your host, Donald Feltham, and I hope you're having a wonderful summer. I'm having a good time. I actually have been off for a few weeks. I was visiting Cuba for 10 days, which was quite a fun, interesting experience. But now I am back with a new Broadway Radio Show, and it's been a very busy summer for Ghostlight Records because they have three brand new releases for the summer, all theater-related, two cast recordings and one artist solo recording. And we're going to listen to tracks from all three of them on the show. First up is a musical called Bubble Boy, which you may or may not have heard of. It's actually based on a movie that came out back in 2001, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Swoozie Kurtz. And the two guys who wrote it are named Cinco Paul and Ken Dario, and they wrote the movie a long time ago. And in the meantime, they've actually become very, very, very successful, writing a series of hit animated movies. They're responsible for all three of the Despicable Me movies, including the one that just came out this summer, Despicable Me 3. They also wrote The Secret Life of Pets, which I think came out last year, 2016. But they've also kind of kept on the back burner this concept of turning their 2001 movie, kind of little movie called Bubble Boy, into a musical. There was recently a concert presentation of it at 54 Below, and they got the cast together and took them into the studio and did a studio cast recording because Bubble Boy is now available for production. Now, give you just a little bit of idea of what the story is about. It tells about Jimmy Livingston, who is born without any immunities, so he has to live in his room, which is sort of inside a bubble encased room. And his mom is super protective of him. And what happens is a beautiful girl named Chloe moves in next door and befriends him, and he quickly falls in love with her. And she doesn't realize, of course, that he's in love with her. And she ends up leaving town to marry someone else. And he's determined to win her back. So he creates his own little bubble suit, his homemade bubble suit, and sets out to journey across country to stop Chloe from marrying her fiance. So it's kind of wacky and silly, has a very delightful score. The music and lyrics are by Cinco Paul, and the book is by Cinco Paul and Ken Dario. So right now from Ghostlight Records, here are some selections from Bubble Boy.
The doctors whisked him away. They said my boy had no immune system. I never held him, I never kissed him. He could be killed by just one germ. What do I blame? My husband's weak sperm.
Actually, Mrs. Livingston, that's not medically...
Don't lecture me, my son's a bubble boy.
Yeah. wicked world out there, Jimmy. But now you're safe inside and you never ever have to go out there again. And do you know what that makes you? The luckiest boy in the world.
I'm the luckiest boy in the world.
He's the luckiest boy in the world.
I never have to go outside where germs and microbes like to hide and strangers offer you a ride. Oh no, I'm the luckiest boy in the world.
He's the luckiest boy in the world.
And the prince climbed up Rapunzel's hair to the top of the tower and said, "Come with me and we'll live happily ever after." Then Rapunzel left her plastic bubble and died. The end. I exposed him to all the good things I could find.
I wish Highlights wasn't the only magazine in the world, Mom.
So do I, dear. To build a healthy body and a healthy mind.
I wish VeggieTales wasn't the only TV show in the world, Mom.
So do I, dear. So maybe I fibbed more than I should, but it was all for the greater good. Don't you judge me, my son's a bubble boy, bubble boy. And now my boy's a teen, but there's no cause to mourn. I've kept him pure and clean as the day he was born.
I'm the luckiest boy in the world.
He's the luckiest boy in the world.
I never have to go out there where people point and people stare and breathe diseases in the air and people laugh and people swear and throw their garbage everywhere and people cry and people care and feel the wind rush through their hair. I'm the luckiest boy in the world.
He's the luckiest boy in the world.
You may believe the things that I've done you'd never do to your daughter or son. But you're not me, my son's a
bubble boy.
Come to terms. There are some things out there just as deadly as germs, like girls with short skirts and piercings, oh, and perms. They scare mommy. They frighten mommy. But there's something you can do to calm me.
What? What do I need to do, Mom?
Stay clean. Stay clean. This world is a cesspool, unwashed and obscene. There's some filth you can't fight with Lysol and Bactine. Stay clean, stay clean, stay clean.
But Mom...
Shh. Stay pure, stay pure. Oh, I know girls like that. They may have their allure. But you're just one more fly on her pile of manure. Stay pure, stay pure, stay pure. When I was young, I did things I regret. There are people and places I'd rather forget. But now carnal desires are put on the shelf. There are parts of my body I don't even show myself. Some call me backwards, some call me extreme. I feel like a salmon struggling upstream. Vice they embrace, and virtue they spurn. But someday they'll learn, someday it'll be their turn, and someday they'll burn. So stay clean.
I'll stay clean.
Stay clean.
I'll stay clean.
Don't you make the mistakes that I made as a teen. For if sin is a fire, then that girl's kerosene.
Chloe gave me the address. Know why, but I can guess. It was a call of distress. I'm out of here. I've always loved this room, safe and secure as my mother's womb, but now it feels more like a tomb. I'm out of here. Safe from germs en route. I can't let Chloe marry that brute. I'm out of here. Never been to Niagara Falls, never been outside these walls, but what can you do when true love calls? I'm out of here. I've heard of Mexicans, but I just saw some. Stepped in dog poo. This is awesome. I'm out of here. Wanna stop and say hello to everything that I don't know. Only got 3,000 miles to go. I'm out of here. Shout, I'm
This is Dorothy Livingston. I'm calling about my son. He's a boy in a bubble, but he's out of his bubble. He's in serious trouble. Put out an APP. It's an emergency. He hasn't got a prayer. He could die just breathing the air. And the people out there, what about them? What about the phlegm? They've got lots of phlegm, and it's filled with diseases. What if someone sneezes? Oh, help me, Jesus. Bring back my boy. He's 21, but he's still my son. No, he's not just out having fun. What? 24 hours? Are you insane? Didn't I explain? Use your brain. He's a boy in a bubble. A ransom note. Is there a ransom note? They need a ransom note. Sorry, just clearing my throat. What is your name? Lucretia. How is that a name? May I please speak to someone with a normal name? This is not a game. Cross me, you'll rue it. Tell her, Morton. Never mind, I'll do it. Bring back my boy. Lucretia, have fun burning in hell. All right, let's see that ransom note. Mr. and Mrs. Livingston, we have kidnapped your son. Pay $100,000 or he dies. Signed, the Jews. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Who in their right mind's going to believe that note? It's the Jews, Morton. They're going to want more than $100,000. Think, man, think. Warm up the car, Morton. It's time to my boy, my bubble boy, my only joy. Bring back my boy.
He said it so convincingly. To know the truth about ice cream, you just have to taste it. I had a chance to know love. Why did I waste it? Why didn't I tell Chloe how I felt? Now it seems my ice cream's gonna melt. There's a bubble around my heart. There's a bubble around my heart. Not a real one, 'cause then I'd be dead, but a metaphorical one instead. There's a bubble around my heart.
He's too good for you, she said it, and I know it's true. Since I was just a girl, I dreamed of the perfect romance. But now I've got a groom who wears zebra pants. That we deserve. There's a bubble around my heart. There's a bubble around my heart. Not a real one, 'cause that would be weird, but a symbol of all the crap that I fear. There's a bubble around my heart.
You're chewing bubble gum. It's a generally accepted rule of thumb that you blow and blow and never stop. Do you hear the bubble pop?
But I'm all out of breath,
and I'm scared half to death.
keeps me from saying the things that should be said. Like, I love you, that would be a good start, but the two of us will always be apart. Unless I burst this bubble round my heart.
From the studio cast recording of Bubble Boy, we just heard five tracks. We heard the cast singing the title song, which sort of sets up the whole story for us. Then we heard Alice Ripley, who plays Jimmy's mom, and Jimmy, played by A.J. Holmes, doing Stay Clean. Then we heard A.J. Holmes and the cast singing Out of Here, which is the end of the first act. Then we heard Alice Ripley with a very funny song called Bring Back My Boy. And then we concluded with A.J. Holmes and Caroline Bowman, who plays Chloe in the show, singing There's a Bubble Around My Heart. Well, also from Ghostlight Records this summer is another really interesting cast recording, and it is God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. And what's so interesting about it is it's the very first musical that was written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. And this was way back in 1979. What happened was Kurt Vonnegut had written this book called God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, about this heir to this fortune who kind of runs the Rosewater Foundation that gives out grants for people for arts and all sorts of things. And he decides that he is going to turn into his own philanthropist because he wants to go and he decides basically he's going to spend all of his fortune that on this little impoverished town, giving the people of this impoverished town everything they want. But there are people who are trying to stop him. Namely, there's this lawyer named Mushari who's trying to stop him. And it's kind of an interesting tale of money and what money does to people. Anyway, Howard Ashman wanted to make a musical out of it, but he didn't have someone he could collaborate with. So he approached his friend Maury Yeston, but Maury was busy on his own project. So he recommended a gentleman named Alan Menken and introduced the two of them, and they clicked and got together. And they wrote this show, which ran back in 1979 off-Broadway, got very good reviews, but unfortunately just didn't survive very long because it's got kind of a little, real political leanings to it, and I don't know if people knew what to make out of it. And of course, not long after that, Howard Ashman and Alan Menken would come back with Little Shop of Horrors, and then they would move on to Disney, where they would kind of rejuvenate the entire world of Disney animation with The Little Mermaid and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. And so it's kind of nice that what happened was that City Center Encores last year pulled God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater out of the files, brushed it off, and did a 5-performance run of it, which was very well received. And it's a wonderful score, and you can really hear how terrifically Howard Ashman and Alan Menken work together with this score. And it's delightful. It is led by the wonderful Santino Fontana playing the lead, which is Elliot Rosewater. And it's a terrific recording. So we're going to hear 5 selections right now from Ghostlight Records of the very first collaboration of Alan Menken and Howard Ashman called God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater.
Welcome to a flowing font of truth and good and cash. If you're looking for the loot to toot a flute or cure a rash. If you're down on luck and need a buck, we'll fund you in a flash.
If you'd like to write a piece on St. Denis or Delacroix.
If you must research the Church of Christ or works of Myrna Loy.
Don't be bashful, we've a stashful.
Don't be timid, don't be coy.
Barring market crashes, floods, or worse inflation. Barring fiscal flops or fierce devaluation. In a world where next to nothing comes for free.
That you never thought you'd ever live to see.
So divine a shrine to find philanthropy. As the Rosewater Foundation, NYC.
We've just just handed Norman Mailer 50 thou to vent his spleen.
Fly to us, fly to us.
Here's a grant to Will Durant and to the Reverend Fulton Sheen.
Apply to us, apply to us.
Me, I'm writing the biography of Butterfly McQueen.
Here's 4 grand for Orson Bean. Drive to town, come down, fill out an application. We're a boon to the artistic population.
They're as generous as anyone can be.
As enlightened and urbane as Camera 3. We'll support you and we'll serve you where we'll take you.
At the Rosewater Foundation, LTD.
What time was your appointment with Mr. Rosewater scheduled for?
10:30 this morning.
Mine was 4:11. What time is it now?
4:45.
Here's a copy of Horizon to amuse you while you wait.
As per usual, the president is just a little late. But unless you'd like to leave and ask for funding from the state.
Hey, could somebody give me a hand? I got a lot of books here and
Hail Elliot Rosewater, president and chairman. Beacon of obliging noblesse, philanthropist in love.
Your wife called.
Here's your tax.
It's a joy to buoy the Iroquois and liberate the Cree.
Willingly, willingly.
Help the Idaho Grand Opera to produce Die Valkyrie.
Chillingly, chillingly.
And we built a Y antenna flying to in Tennessee.
Yes, he did that, yes, sir. What a fella, fine example, what a paragon, a saint. So he is, so he is. What a pal to those who work in prose or poetry or paint. We know he is, we know he is. He's devoted and he's loaded, so we haven't a complaint. And we stayed without restraint. He's the object of our abject adulation.
I'm an outright blight of love and inspiration.
He's the Rosewater Foundation.
Dear Ophelia, here's a letter. Though it's sure to leave a question in your mind. Why I've gone away, why I've left our world behind. When I don't know what it is, I hope to find. Still, Ophelia, I must wander with a suitcase and a roadmap in my hand down the highways of a lost and lonely land, looking close and trying hard to understand. Believe me, Ophelia, believe in what I do. Trust me and love me as much as I love you until I'm through. Dear Ophelia, don't be frightened. Don't be sad and don't sit waiting by the phone. I've got questions, I need answers of my own. Dear Ophelia, the only place to find them is
alone.
My mother was a moon. My father was a glampers. I make my living scrubbing floors and disinfecting hampers. I eat my meals from cans. I go to bed at nine. I'm still scared of the dark, but lately I've been fine. I'm not alone when the sun goes down. Since you came to this town,
I got two sets of twins. Don't know why God allowed it. I got a mobile home. I mind the kids. At night I walk the street. A girl has gotta live. Her children's gotta eat. Folks made fun of me, put me down.
Got a way of making someone feel that he is someone real and not just some poor clown to push aside. You don't look down on no one if he's dumb or if he's some unimportant person that everyone wants to hide.
I used to think that God just plain forgot me, or maybe got my life mixed up with someone who is not me. I'm still a little scared, I'm still a little sad, but I got to confess, it ain't been half so bad. I think I'm
operator, I'd like the area code, please, for Piss On It, Rhode Island. Piss On It.
That's right.
I always used to think that God just plain forgot me, or maybe got my life mixed up with someone who is not me. I'm still a little scared.
Bless you, Mr. Rosewater. Good night.
God, I hate this room. Hate that chair. Hate that couch. Hate that ugly lamp and that table and ouch! So the day begins, knocking up my shins. Here in Piss On It, Rhode Island.
God, I hate to shop. Bumblebee, Minute Maid. Coupons, 2 cents off. Stella Doro and Raid. Every day's a bore. Every step's a chore. Here in Piss On It, Rhode Island.
Someday I'll place an ad.
White woman wanted.
White woman seeking.
for good times with toys.
Cooperative boys.
No perverts or prudes need apply. Someday I'll place an ad.
White male well-mannered.
White female desperate.
Would like fun and games.
Send photos, no names.
Expect confidential reply.
I could place an ad in a bad magazine. 15 words or less, no I couldn't, I mean.
Someone would find out, whisper point me out.
So I'll walk on eggs,
bandage my legs.
Here in Pissonnet, Rhode Island, Caroline and Fred might as well be dead.
Found my friends at last, perfect peas in a pod. I'll get quite a slice when they're richer than God. Norman's got the deal, ooh, Norman's at the wheel. Bound for Pissonnet, Rhode Island.
God, I hate this town. It isn't right, it isn't fun. It isn't here, it isn't there.
I'm almost there.
It isn't me.
I'm almost there.
It isn't him.
I'm almost there.
It isn't us.
I'm almost there.
It isn't there.
I'm almost there.
It isn't fair.
God,
it isn't fair.
I'm in
it isn't
despair.
Fair.
How is everybody?
Where?
There?
Here?
Anywhere?
Fine.
Elliot?
Sylvia?
Someone had a baby.
Don't ask.
Say who had the baby. I care.
All right then, Mary Moody had the baby. The babies.
They're twins.
Of course.
And cute.
They always are.
Elliot.
Sylvia.
Have you sent their presents?
What makes you think I still send presents?
Don't you?
I still do.
Of course. Elliot.
Sylvia.
You sound very tired.
Oh, that must be a bad connection.
Tell me some more news.
I'm told you're back and seeking a divorce.
Elliot.
Sylvia.
I suppose I ought to say goodbye.
Sylvia.
Elliot.
Could we meet for one last farewell?
I can't come there.
You won't have to.
You would leave there
for an afternoon, just one.
Tell me where.
Somewhere close, Indianapolis.
But
please,
Indianapolis.
Please, on the 20th. Please,
Indianapolis.
At the Marriott Hotel.
Elliot?
Sylvia?
Is it wise to see each other?
Yes, we have to see each other.
Have to?
Just one last time.
Oh, well. Elliot?
Sylvia? This time will be nice, I promise. I'll go buy a brand new suit.
Please not on my account.
All right then, on account of the hotel.
Elliot.
Sylvia.
Good night.
I love you.
Good night.
I love you.
I'm frightened.
Sylvia,
I... Good night.
Good night.
from God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater by Ashman and Mencken. We heard the cast singing the Rosewater Foundation, which kind of sets up the whole concept of the show. Then we heard Santino Fontana singing Dear Ophelia, followed by the cast singing Since You Came to This Town. Then we heard Skylar Astin, Kate Weatherhead, and Kevin Dell'Aguia singing the Rhode Island Tango. And we concluded with Santino Fontana and Bryn O'Malley singing Elliot Sylvia here on the Broadway Radio Show. So, last but not least of the new releases from Ghostlight Records this summer is a wonderful recording by Jessica Mulaski called Portraits of Joni. Now, Jessica Mulaski is one of my favorite Broadway vocalists. She started many, many, many years ago in the chorus of the 1979-1980 revival of Oklahoma. She's been in many other Broadway shows since then. And when she did, one of the Broadway shows that I saw her in, I actually saw her. Oh, God, going back years, I saw her at the Old Globe Theater in San Diego when they were doing the out of town tryout for the hopefully future Broadway musical called Time and Again, starring Rebecca Luker and Howard McGillin, and she played the secondary female lead, which was the first time I'd seen her on stage, and I was really blown away by her voice and her presence and everything about her. Then I saw her many years later on Broadway in the musical review called Dream, starring Leslie Ann Warren and John Pizzarelli, and it was in that show that Jessica met John Pizzarelli, and they started a romance and have been married for many years since then. And she's kind of turned away from musical theater and is kind of concentrated these past many years on recordings and also performing with her husband and his family, the wonderful Pizzarella family, doing great jazz performances all over New York and around the country, actually. But she is back. She hasn't had a studio recording in a while, but she's back with a new one called Portraits of Joni, which is Jessica Mulaski performing Joni Mitchell songs. And she's a fantastic vocalist. And as you will see, Joni Mitchell's an amazing songwriter, and Jessica lends her incredible talents to Joni's lyrics. So we're going to listen to 5 selections from Portraits of Joni right now with Jessica Mulaski. We're going to hear Help Me. Then we're going to hear In France They Kiss on Main Street, Raised on Robbery, Both Sides Now, and Big Yellow Taxi here on the Broadway Radio Show.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble. You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man. And you love your loving.
Your loving.
But not like you love your hoping for the future and worrying about the past. Cause I seen some hot, hot blazes come down and smoke and ash. And we love our loving.
Our loving.
Not like we love our talking. We're lying there not talking. Didn't it feel good to dance with a lady with a hole in her stocking? Didn't it feel good? Didn't it feel good?
Didn't it feel good?
Such a lonely thing to do. Both of us flirting around, flirting and flirting, hurting too. And we love our loving.
Our loving.
But not like we love our freedom.
Did it feel good? Did it
a thief. In the War of Independence, rock and roll rang sweet as victory. Under neon signs, a girl was in bloom, and a woman was fading in a suburban room. I said, take me to the dance, do you want to dance? I love to dance. And I told him, they don't take chances, they seem so removed from romance. They've been broken in churches and schools and molded to middle class circumstance. And we were rolling, rolling, rock and rolling. Downtown, the dance halls and cafes feel so wild you could break somebody's heart just doing the latest dance craze. Gail and Louise in those push-up brassieres, tight dresses and rhinestone rings, drinking up the band's beers. Young love was kissing under bridges, kissing in cars, kissing in cafes. And we were walking down Main Street, kisses like bright flags hung on holidays. In France they kiss on Main Street, amour mama, not cheap display. And we were rolling, rolling, rocking.
Come up to my kitchen, you my best recipes. I try, but I can't save a cent. I'm up after midnight cooking, trying to make my rent. I'm rough, but I'm pleasing. I was raised on robbery. Stick 'em up.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. And Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave 'em laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let 'em know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love. And fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange,
They shake their heads. They say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that listen to three brand new theater-related recordings from Ghostlight Records. Hopefully you will get out there and purchase them, whether you purchase the physical CDs or the digital copies. We do like to support these theater recordings so that they will continue to happen. You will hear on the radio show webpage, you'll see links that will take you right to Ghostlight Records for each recording so you can purchase them. Again, they were Bubble Boy, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, and Jessica Mlaski's Joni Mitchell album called Portraits of Joni. Join me again for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show here on HaynesHisWay.com real soon. Please follow us on Twitter. And also, there's an email link here on the website if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions.